Hi, this is Sarit Switzer, and welcome to the It Is Taught podcast, a podcast devoted to the teachings of Rabbi Schneur Zalman of Liadi, as recorded in his most famous work, The Tanya. My hope for this show is to make these teachings accessible and relatable to the average person, regardless of prior Jewish education or affiliation. The episodes follow the prescribed daily study portions and are meant to serve as practical lessons in how to live your life as your true self and develop an authentic and powerful relationship with your Creator. I have personally experienced the effects the study of this work has had on me, and I'm excited to share what I can of this knowledge with you. So please join me on this journey of learning, self-growth, and connection with your source. Hi, and welcome to the It Is Taught podcast. This is episode 136 for the 6th of Nisan in a leap year. So do you ever think about what goes into building a spaceship, for example, or a home, or a company, or a painting, or a beautiful musical piece? So there's a lot, right? What all of these things have in common is that there are many, many components that go into it, both on a practical implementation level to a design level. So like if we take the analogy of the spaceship for a little bit, think about it. First of all, you need the people who will be in charge of designing conceptually the spaceship. What is the mission of the spaceship? What's its purpose? What are we trying to do? Also aesthetically, what do we want it to look like? Then we need the engineers who will decide how this spaceship will actually work. Then we need people to test out the spaceship. Then we need people to actually build the spaceship. Like there's lots and lots of different levels, lots of different jobs in it. And the interesting thing about building a spaceship or about building a company or an orchestra or any of these kind of things is that every person who is involved in building the spaceship in any department that they're in, they're not necessarily going to be interacting with the other departments. Each one is kind of isolated in their own space. And if they were never told the grand mission of what it is that they're building, they may not feel connected to the other departments. Or even if they are told, they may not necessarily feel so connected to the other departments. So for example, somebody who might be involved in manufacturing in the spaceship and their job is to build the screws for the spaceship, they may be in some factory in China and building these screws, and they might know that they're shipping them to some company, but they might not know much beyond it. There's a disconnect behind it all. However, we know when we look at this whole thing from the outside that all of these different departments, whether it's the manufacturing department, the design department, the engineering department, whatever it is, are actually very much integrated, very much have a united mission in a certain way. And when the spaceship finally all comes together, we see the fusion. We really see how it all comes together. So why am I bringing this all up? So in today's Tanya, this is actually a footnote that we're going to be looking at of where the Alter Rebbe takes a little bit takes us like a time out, so to speak, to kind of describe to us the behind the scenes, to describe to us this fusion that happens when we do Torah and mitzvahs. So if we think about how, you know, in this analogy of the spaceship, there's the different departments of the manufacturing, the design, the engineering, all that stuff. Behind all of it is the mastermind, the person who has this vision of the spaceship. Maybe nowadays we can think of it as Elon Musk, for example, who has his mission for going to Mars. So Lahavdil, the mission in Torah and mitzvahs, the mastermind behind it all is God. And when we do Torah and mitzvahs, we are performing God's will, just like Lahavdil in Elon Musk's companies. When you have all the people in the various departments, they're all performing the will of Elon Musk. So when it comes to Torah and mitzvahs, we've been talking a lot about this idea of the intention that we put behind the Torah and mitzvahs and how the intention that we infuse into the Torah and mitzvahs can really allow our Torah and mitzvahs to ascend on high and to be returned back to their proper place. And now today we're going to take this a little bit further and talk a little bit more about like what happens when they return to their place on high, and how when they return to their place on high, a very amazing thing happens is there's a fusion that occurs where all of the different attributes of supernally actually fuse with one another. So again, if we think about this analogy of the spaceship or any of these other types of creative endeavors, when somebody really understands what they're doing, when somebody's working in a spaceship company and they really, really get what's happening, then that, whether they're making a screw, whether they are engineering the process, designing the product, whatever it is, all of it, they understand, is for the same ultimate purpose. So we can kind of understand that in having the proper intention in making those screws and understanding that it's for this higher purpose, that's going to elevate what it is that they're doing in a certain way. And it's going to make them a little bit more connected to the mastermind behind it all. And then in the mastermind's mind, we can kind of have this understanding of how, while the mastermind, let's say we'll take Elon Musk as this example here, he might be thinking about building the spaceship and all the various components of it. And it might seem really disparate in a certain sense that he has the engineering side, the mechanical side, all of these different things. But when everybody works together, when everybody performs the will of this man to do this ultimate purpose, when it all ascends back and when it all becomes completed, all of the different parts of his idea, all of his blueprints, all of his different brainstorming and all that that stuff becomes integrated and becomes fused, and it starts to become more cohesive. And it's not a bunch of random ideas that really are totally disconnected with one another. So I think that this is a really good way to understand what happens in terms of Torah and mitzvahs and what we're going to be learning about today, and how the same thing happens. Because again, Torah and mitzvahs are the will of God. And while there are lots of different types of Torah and mitzvahs, like we learn lots of different things in Torah about many different subjects, there's many different mitzvahs that involve all kinds of different things in the world. And it might seem not super connected, especially because we do live in a world that is so disparate, that is so diverse, and we have different parts of our body. We have different people. We have different species. We have all kinds of different things in the world. Like, the world is literally a world of diversity. Through doing God's will here in this world, especially when we have the right intention, what this does is it actually creates a fusion within the diversity. And this gets expressed in the supernal realms on high, to the point where we actually can see that opposites confuse. So one thing that we'll learn about today is about how ultimately the two primary energies that God puts out into the world are chesed and gvura, giving and restraint. And we'll see that through this act of performing God's will, we can actually have both of these two aspects fuse. Because ultimately, as we'll see, they're really coming from the same place. Just like, once again, in the analogy, there might be times when Elon Musk might demand his workers to do a lot of things, and there, which might be that more chesed, that more expansive kind of energy. And there might be times when he will have to make a lot of limitations and a lot of restraints on what they're not able to do, and be really clear about the constraints of what it is they're doing, which is more of that gvura energy. But once again, when you ascend back into the will of the ultimate mastermind behind the project, you realize, and it becomes revealed, that really all of these energies are really one, and so they fuse in that way. So let's get into the text and see how the Alter Rebbe explains this, and hopefully it will become even clearer. So here we go. So again, this is a note. It's a footnote to the chapter. We're still in the middle of chapter 40. So here we go. So the Alter Rebbe says that there, and what does he mean by there? There is in those higher realms that we discussed already in previously in the chapter about that, where the Torah and mitzvahs ascend to when we have the proper intention. So there is also revealed the supernal unity. So in addition to just the fact that the Torah and mitzvahs become revealed in these higher realms, in addition to this is a new thing, is the supernal unity is revealed, which comes about through the mitzvahs and the learning, which is the unification of God's midos, of God's character traits, which become one encompassed within the other. And the gvuros, like the severities, become sweetened through it within the chasadim, within the more loving kindness kind of energy, through the ace ratzon, so like the auspicious time, basically of the supernal will of the infinite light that is revealed there in a way of vast revelation, of great revelation that is very intense, through this arousal from below, which what is the arousal from below? This is doing the mitzvah or being involved in Torah, within which is vested the supernal will of God. So again, just to translate this into like simple kind of English, is what the Alter Rebbe is saying is that basically through us doing God's Torah and mitzvahs, because these are the will of God, this reveals on high. So once again, the Torah and mitzvahs become ascend to the supernal realms, and this reveals on high how they are all united. So they actually become, they create this unity on high, because it's all coming from the same place. It's all coming from God's will. And then the Alter Rebbe goes on and he says, but the main unity is really high up in the world of Atzilus. So if you remember, the world of Atzilus, the world of emanation, is the highest of all the worlds, which there is the being and essence of his attributes, of his midos, which are totally united within their emanator, their infinite emanator. So again, remember we talked about this idea that there, if you recall, there's the four worlds, Atzilus, Bria, Yetzirah, and Essia. And Atzilus is kind of different than the other worlds because it's not in, starting in Bria and the ones below it, the entities within that world are somewhat separate from God, from their creator. So there's like this separation between them. They have their own independent existence. Whereas in Atzilus, which is the highest of all the worlds, they don't. So Atzilus is the world of emanation. So anything that exists within that world is totally united with God and doesn't have its own existence. And so that is why we can understand that in that higher realm, this is where the highest unity is revealed, because this is where the essence and the being of the supernal will is, the infinite supernal will. And this is where it becomes revealed. And so when we talk about the other worlds, like the worlds of, in brief, we say Bia, which is Bria, Yetzirah, and Essia. So those other worlds only get a revelation, as opposed to the world of Atzilus, which is the actual essence and being of God's will, versus the other worlds only have a revelation of this world. And each world has a revelation according to its level. And now this is the really cool thing, is that even if you have, so we remember we talked about how different souls have different worlds that they're connected with, like different soul sources, soul origins, soul roots, kind of. So even if a soul of a person who is involved in this Torah study or in this mitzvah doesn't actually come from Atzilus, which that's most people, because not a lot of souls come from Atzilus, nevertheless, the supernal will that becomes vested within this mitzvah, what is the supernal will that is vested within this mitzvah? This is the actual halacha that is, and the Torah that he's involved with, is actual godliness, which is the light, the infinite light of the emanator. So it's like sort of like this like direct chain of events that God, that even if a person, like let's say you have like a person who their soul is not necessarily from Atzilus, it's from one of the lower worlds. Nevertheless, when they involve themselves in Torah study or in doing the mitzvahs, the Torah study and the mitzvahs do come from Atzilus, because they are God's will. That's what they are. And we know that God and his will are totally united. And God emanated his will. And within his will, God emanated his character traits, his midos, which are totally united with him. So you can't really separate God and his will, is basically what the Alter Rebbe is saying. And so through revealing God's will, which becomes revealed in the Torah and mitzvahs, then these character traits, these characteristics of God, these midos, become encompassed one within the other, and the gvuras, the severities, become sweetened in the chasadim, in the more loving kindness type of attributes during this time of supernal will. So that's the end of the section. So again, just to sum it up, basically to the best of my ability, is what the way I understand what the Alter Rebbe is saying here is he's basically saying that when we do Torah and mitzvahs, it's a really amazing thing, because Torah and mitzvahs are God's will. They are a direct expression of God's will. So when we perform God's will, this gives us like a direct link to God himself, as is ultimately expressed in this world of Atzilus. Because in this world of Atzilus, which is the world of emanation, God and everything else that exists within that world are totally one. There's no separation between the two. And we know that God's will and God are one and the same as well. So again, to go back to the analogy we were talking about, let's go back to the spaceship. So when people are building the spaceship, regardless of which department they're in, even if the departments might seem to really contradict one another, like maybe one department is involved in cooling different items and one department is involved in heating up different items. I don't know, I'm just making this up, but different departments might seem to really have nothing to do with each other and might at first glance almost like contradict one another's essence. So this would be like be the idea of like the difference between chesed and gvura. When you go back to the mastermind behind it all, and when you realize what's really happening, then you realize that ultimately all of these different actions really are united because they are all expressions of, let's say, Elon Musk, and they're all expressions of his will. And ultimately a person's will, just like God's will, is really united with them. So when these people, not to put Elon Musk on such a pedestal, but when people, these people are working for his company, they're actually uniting with him in a very big way because they are actualizing his ultimate will. So all the more so, if you could just imagine, you know, when we're doing the will, not just of some random person, like some man, like Elon Musk, but we're actually doing the will of God, then this creates a great connection to God. And it also allows this revelation of God's will to happen and a revelation of the fusion of all the disparate aspects of God's character traits and his energies to fuse together. So I hope that was clear and helped you understand this Tanya a little bit, and we will continue with this chapter tomorrow. I'll speak to you then. Thanks for listening to the It Is Taught podcast, hosted by Sarit Switzer. This podcast is dedicated in loving memory of my maternal grandfather, Avraham Yitzchak ben Binyamin HaKohen of blessed memory. Music by Shoshana. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to support the show, please share it with others and subscribe on YouTube, Apple iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And make sure to leave us a 5-star review. To find out more about the It Is Taught project, including more information on my soon-to-be-published book, please visit our website, itistaught.com. To catch the latest from me, follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Looking forward to speaking with you tomorrow, and until then, have a great day.